but we are providing this update because we want Iowans to hold us accountable. We want Iowans to hold the legislature accountable. We want Iowans to hold Iowa schools accountable. Iowans are making a big investment in reform because we know it's just critically important for our state and the future for our students. We have a shared responsibility to restore Iowa schools to best in the nation and to give Iowa children a world-class education. The bill passed last session sends $309 per pupil to the first group of districts selected to implement teacher leadership next school year for teacher leader stipends and other purposes. But we must also help school districts figure out how to implement their teacher leadership systems, which requires a significant new way of doing things. It's a big cultural shift. That's why my fiscal year 2015 budget recommends $4 million for the Department of Education, working with the area education agencies to help districts figure out how to put their teacher leadership systems in place, plus train principals and teachers in how to share instructional leadership in a more collaborative way. That's about $25 per pupil for fiscal year 2014-15. We want to do implementation and training as effectively and efficiently as possible. But again, we must get reform right. We want to better utilize the expertise of top teachers who, working with principals, will improve instructions and raise student achievement. You've heard me say before that it may take a decade to reclaim national preeminence in education, but we must move as quickly as possible to assure that students are prepared for college or career training after high school so that they can succeed in today's knowledge-based economy. Since early June of last year, when I signed the Education Reform Bill into law, the Iowa Department of Education has been busy launching this initiative. No other state has recognized the value of teacher leadership on such a significant scale, and Iowa is off to a great start. And now I want to turn it over to Brad Buck, the director of our Department of Education. Brad?
Well, thank you, Governor, and thank you for your commitment to education in Iowa. I'm excited to be here today to highlight the historic reform efforts that are underway in our state. The first highlight topic the governor has noted is the teacher leadership and compensation system. Great teachers are at the heart of great schools. The teacher leadership and compensation system is about investing in our teachers, who are the most important influence on learning inside schools to improve instruction and raise student achievement. More than 100 school districts have begun the application process to enter the teacher leadership and compensation system, which aims to transform learning in schools by better utilizing the expertise of top teachers to strengthen the teaching around them. We believe more than a third of Iowa school districts will submit a plan prior to the deadline for submission on January 31st. The Iowa Department of Education is working closely with the Commission on Educator Leadership and Compensation to develop an equitable selection. Goal is to ensure a rigorous selection bar for students that receive funding and enter the system in the first year, and also to ensure that this districts entering in year one reflect the diversity and size and geography of Iowa schools. The second topic is an update on task forces. The Department of Education has facilitated several task forces created by the legislature during the 2013 session. They include the Council on Educator Development and the Assessment Task Force. The Council on Educator Development was created to recommend statewide systems for evaluating teachers and school administrators. The council has met three times and will reconvene on February 13th. To date, the council is engaged in conversations that define the legislative language in House File 215 as it pertains to the council's primary tasks, has examined data around current evaluation practices in Iowa districts, and has reviewed the Iowa teaching standards in comparison to standards known as the Interstate Teacher Assessment and Support Consortium standards. The legislature also created the Assessment Task Force to study testing options for the future. The main goal with this is to make sure we're doing everything we can as a state to make sure all students leave high school prepared for post-secondary education and training. In the meantime, Iowa schools are required by law to administer the Iowa assessments for accountability purposes. This task force has met three times and is on track to make recommendations as early as this fall. So far, the task force has defined the scope of its work based on requirements in House File 215, completed a request for information for all major test vendors in Iowa and nationally to identify assessments that would meet those legislative requirements, and are building a mechanism to rate those potential assessments. The third topic is the year-long student teaching pilot. This is about strengthening clinical experience with a full year of student teaching rather than the typical one semester. Five higher education institutions applied for the student teaching pilot project, which will provide students in participating teacher preparation programs with a one-year student teaching experience. Student teachers in Iowa currently train for 14 consecutive weeks. The awards went to the University of Northern Iowa and Dort College. The Iowa Department of Education is now developing the award documents in order to disperse the money and establish the reporting, communication, and accountability procedures. The fourth topic is teachiowa.gov, which is an online posting site. In August, the state launched this new education posting site, which simplifies the search for education jobs and employees, expands the pool of job candidates statewide, and makes hiring and applying for jobs more efficient. All 346 public school districts and 9 area education agencies have access to teachiowa.gov. There are 23 non-public schools or school systems also using this website. Each Catholic diocese has, and 5 higher education institutions are posting our jobs or are set up to post these jobs. This site also includes the Iowa Department of Education. To provide a sense of scale for the efforts, here are some of the metrics to date. More than 2,000 jobs have been posted since the system was launched. There are currently 1,486 jobs posted to teachiowa.gov. There are 3,500 applications in the teachiowa.gov system. The fifth and final topic is Iowa Learning Online. The education reform package includes an expansion of Iowa Learning Online, a state-run system that has provided high-quality courses online and through the Iowa Communications Network since 2004. The goal is to provide a full array of options, including language arts, social studies, math, science, health, physical education, fine arts, foreign language, and vocational education online. The Iowa Department of Education is and has been engaged in the hiring process and should have most of these options available in the fall. At this time, it's my privilege to welcome Lieutenant Governor Reynolds to the podium for her comments.
Well, thank you, Director Buck, for that update. I appreciate that. And I'm going to wrap up with one more piece of the education reform package, and that's the Teach Iowa Scholar Program, which is administered by the Iowa College Student Aid Commission. The program provides awards to new teachers who graduate in the top 25% of their college class. Starting with the class of 2014 and subject to an appropriation, selected teachers in Iowa schools will receive $4,000 each year for up to 5 years for a total of $20,000. Our budget recommends $2.3 million for the fiscal year 2015. These awards are intended to attract more top students into the teaching profession and really into hard-to-fill subjects like science and math and special education. We believe that this program will benefit K-12 students, school districts, and the teaching profession. This is just the first of many updates that we'll provide you as the 2013 Iowa Education Reform Package is implemented. Recent reports have shown a decline in fourth and eighth grade math and reading scores on state tests, but there has been some improvement on national tests. Iowans know that it's so important that we chart a path that makes steady progress possible on every single measure. We have high expectations given the recent reforms that have been adopted and the collaborative work underway by the Iowa Department of Education, the area education agencies, school districts, the College Aid Commission, and higher education institutions to reach the goal of giving every Iowa student a world-class education. So thank you for giving us the opportunity to update you on the Historic Education Transformational Education Reform Package. And at this point, we would open it up to questions.
Questions on this subject?
Leadership compensation that would start in the school district across the fall and for how many schools?
Right. The intent of that is to do a three-year phase-in, so approximately a third of the students in Iowa will be served in the first round, and so districts are actually making application right now to have their system considered, and then through that process we'll ultimately decide the first year, the first third of the state students, about 157,000-ish, then the second year the same, and then ultimately by the third year it will be phased in all districts. It's important to remember, though, that this is a voluntary program. Yeah, so this is a little nuance. You've hit it. So about a third of districts will apply. We believe that will represent more than a third of the total number of students. So the funding is actually based on serving a third of the total students in the first year, the next third the next year.
I think it's important to note that every school district in Iowa did apply for a grant. And so this is the planning year, and I think that's an indication that there is interest, even though it's voluntary. $309 per student is a significant financial incentive to participate in this, and we're very hopeful that we will see every school district want to participate.
For planning grant?
The planning grant was this year, okay, and that's already been done, and every school district did apply for a planning grant, and now the applications are being taken for the first third of the school districts that will begin the implementation, and then the year after that another third, and then so it's a 4-year phase in. This is the planning year.
The applications are due January 31st. When do you expect to make a decision?
Yes, we have told districts we intend to have an answer to them the first week in March, but we're hoping it's a little sooner, but by the first week in March.
Other questions on the subject?
Governor, despite your proclamation from earlier this year about Iowa and testing in the Common Core,
right,
there still seems that these Republicans are still very concerned about the Common Core. Do you need to do something more?
We're going to continue to work with people on this. I want to make it clear, first of all, Iowa was, I think, the last state in the nation to establish state standards for education. In the meantime, we fell from top in student achievement to middle of the pack. We then have adopted the Iowa Core, and I, by this executive order, want to make it clear that this is going to be state standards, and the state of Iowa is not going to, well, first of all, we haven't received any federal money, and we're not going to be dictated to by the federal government. These are state standards that basically say what students need to know and be able to do at each grade level. Local school districts will have the authority to set their own curriculum. And I think there is some misunderstanding. There's a lot of information out there nationally that doesn't really apply to what we're doing in Iowa. And we want to make sure that this is Iowa focused, and that this that what we're doing is focused on improving achievement for Iowa students. No, I think in what you have is different consortiums of states that have worked together. There's two or three of them, and I think there is some efficiency by working together on these kind of things, but we want to make sure that whatever assessment we choose meets the needs of Iowa and Iowa students and preparing them for the jobs of the future.
I think it's also important that it matches up to the curriculum that's being taught to the students, so it gives teachers a better understanding of where they're reaching out to the students and where they need to make adjustments in their teaching practices so that we can ensure that our children are, in fact, being provided the education that's necessary for them to be competitive as they go through their education process.
In Washington, D.C., I might agree with some of that, but I don't agree with it here in Iowa. I think we have a different system, and we're trying to make sure that we have something that meets the needs of Iowans, that sets state standards, but gives local control to putting together their own curriculum to meet the needs of the students in the individual school districts. Well, and I know where they're getting their information. They're getting their information from national talk shows and national information. I guess that's the reason why I signed the executive order and why I've tried to make it extremely clear that Iowa has our own standards and that we're going to focus on those things that make sense to improve achievement in Iowa, not dumb it down, just the opposite. We've gone from being best in America in student achievement to middle of the pack. We believe that with the state standards, with the education reform we passed last year, that Iowa can become again preeminent in student achievement, and that's why we're here today with this status report, and we want to be held accountable. Other questions? Other subjects you want to ask about?
What's your goal with tonight's talk?
Here we go.
Our goal, first of all, the Lieutenant Governor and I are on the ballot. We've made it clear that we are running for re-election. So we want people to get out there to support us, to sign our nomination papers. All the other state offices are up as well. This is probably one of the most significant elections in recent history because we have an open Senate seat for the first time in 30 years. It's important that we get actively involved and engaged in that race. We have two open congressional seats. We have the entire House of Representatives up for election. We have 50 members of the Senate up for election. So this is a very important election, and we want a strong, revitalized party. I'm very encouraged. The response we got on our 13-stop announcement tour across the state was good. A lot of interested, enthusiastic people that want to help, and we just want them to stay engaged. The first step is to go to the caucus, go on to the county conventions, the district conventions, the state convention, and to be actively engaged and involved in the campaign.
Yeah, I think you'll see a lot of Republicans that are encouraging Republicans to get out and participate in the caucus tonight. That's where the grassroots organization starts, is at the caucus, and Congressman Latham has sent out an email, the Republican Party of Iowa has sent out an email. So multiple individuals are encouraging Iowans to get out there and participate in the caucus tonight. It's a really important election, important issues facing us at the federal government, or we're doing things different here in the state, but it's important that we get out there and everybody's voices be heard.
Well, we want them energized and we want them engaged and involved. You know, this is not my first campaign, but I want to make it the best and the most effective and the most energized, and I'm just really excited about the response that we're getting. The Lieutenant Governor and I really enjoyed our trip across the state of Iowa, and we're very hopeful. 2014 has the potential to be a great Republican year. I've run in a lot of years, difficult years and good years, and, you know, I ran in 1982, the first time, tough year for Republicans, 86, the midst of the farm crisis, and we were successful despite the odds. 1990, 94 were good years, where we and of course 2010. I think 2014 has the potential to be a banner year if we do our level best to unite as a party and to work hard to be energized. And there's a great opportunity not only to win the governor and lieutenant governor's offices again, but to win the other state offices, the Senate race that's up, the congressional seats that are up. We have competitive races. This is not a gerrymandered state. This is a state where we have a good and fair system for reapportionment. So our congressional seats and our legislative seats are up for grabs, and it's up to the people of Iowa to determine who they want to represent them. And we humbly seek their support, and we're proud of what we've accomplished, and our focus is on building a bright future for the state. Well, we welcome everybody, and we want all Republicans to feel welcome and to participate. And I feel that there is a real sense of energy and interest there. There's a lot of candidates. Well, look at all the candidates we have for the Senate and for the congressional seats. I think we're going to see a lot of people interested in getting people out to be actively engaged. Mary Mosman is running, of course, for state auditor. I think Paul Pate is interested in coming back for Secretary of State. We may have other candidates as well. But I'm really encouraged about the level of interest and involvement in our party and the potential that people see for 2014 to be a great year. I want to do everything I can to make it a great year. That is, we're going to run the best campaign we can. We're going to do everything we can to energize and motivate Republicans and independents and Democrats that are not happy with Obama and the direction this country is going. They like the direction Iowa's going. Yeah. They don't like the direction the country's going. I think there's a reason for us to be optimistic that we can have a great year.
Do you have any kind of turnout goal you'd like to see?
Generally, in an off-year election, the caucuses are not well attended. We hope they can be a lot better than 4 years ago. I know it's going to be cold, but this is Iowa. We're tough. You know, we can handle a little bit of cold weather. So I'm just encouraging people to get out, participate. This is an opportunity to really make a difference.
And I think the response that we're getting is encouraging. I have never had people come up and say, we're looking forward to participate in the caucus. We're going to be there. I had one individual say, I am so sorry, I'm going to be out of the state. I'm not going to be able to attend. So when individuals are coming up and saying, I can't make it, you know, the energy is out there. And I mean, I think you can see who's energizing them as we're traveling across the state. So we're going to work hard, aren't we, to
right.
get people there, get them motivated, and really help build on what happened over the last 3 years.
You probably heard in the Save the State I said something about how Iowans are working and Iowans are working hard and that we're working together. And that's the message.
Yep.
And Iowans love having public servants that are humble and hardworking. And we're going to continue that. It's not true.
Well,
if you're worried about securing the nomination.
Well, you know what? I travel the state. I go to all 99 counties every year, as well as the governor. So I am out working with Iowans, talking to Iowans, and they've been very forthcoming. They do a great job of showing up. It's an opportunity for me to talk about great things that we're working on at the state level, and we've really received positive feedback. So I feel like I'm out in the state with Iowans every single day, and I get a great feedback, and I love serving the state. I love serving as Lieutenant Governor, and I especially love the honor of working with Governor Branstad. We've made some progress, but we're not done. There's a lot of great work to do yet, and so we're fired up and ready and energized to go out there and work hard to be reelected by Iowans.
I would also say, if you were at that breakfast on Monday morning, you heard A.J. Spiker, the chairman of the party, unequivocally say that he supports Lieutenant Governor Reynolds for renomination. I think that's a great affirmation of the kind of broad-based support she has. She's been a great partner, and you've heard me say this, at least if you've been at a lot of these events. I've met my match in terms of energy, enthusiasm, and passion to serve, and I think Lieutenant Governor Reynolds has been a great partner. But, you know, we want to lead the whole team to victory.
Last question, Bill. Well, you talked about having an open party. Would you be willing to have an open nomination for lieutenant? Would you be willing to take...
We did.
It's part of
we
the
will
process.
Absolutely.
It's
first of all, let me just say, 4 years. Well, that's what it's always been,
yeah.
And we had that 4 years ago. The Democrats didn't have the courage to have a vote on Lieutenant Governor. I did, and the person that I beat in the primary challenged her for the nomination. We had a record roll call vote at the convention, and Kim Reynolds won that nomination. She won that nomination on the convention floor. And we don't take anything for granted. We're grassroots people, and we recognize that we are servants of the people, and it is the convention that has the right to choose the nominee. We want to earn the support. I guess the lights are starting to go out, so maybe it's time to quit.
Last question, I guess. That's exactly it. Very effective,
okay,
Jim.
Thank you.